Gitvach. Today's daf is Shvuas Daf Dalet, and we are 11 lines from the top of Daf Dalet Omer Aleph. The Masechta Shvuas began Shvuas Shtayim Shehin Arba, Yediyas Hatuma Shtayim Shehin Arba, Yitzias Hashabes Shtayim Shehin Arba, Marois Negoyin Shnayim Shehin Arba. What does Shvuas Shtayim Shehin Arba mean? It's discussing specifically Shvuas Bitoy. There are two examples of Shvuas Bitoy where someone that violates it, B'shoigig, would have to bring a Karban Oil V'yoyrif. The examples are if somebody made a Shvuah that he would do something or wouldn't do something. Would do something, it's Lehetiv. Won't do something, it's Lahara. Either way, he made a Shvuah in the Asid that's either Lahara or Lehetiv. He violated the Shvuah. B'shoigig, the Halach is, he has to bring a Karban Oil V'yoyrif. Shehen Shn Arba. That although the Torah doesn't talk about somebody who makes a shvuah about something that happened in the past, but the same would be true if he made a shvuah about something that already took place, shvuas bitoy, and it was a shvuas sheker, the halacha is if it was b'shoigig, he too would have to bring a korban oil v'yari. That was shvuas shtayin shein arba. Yedias atuma shtayin shein arba. That's talking about somebody that's tameh that came in contact with either the Beis HaMikdash or Kodshim, tumas mikdash v'kodeshav. The halacha is if there was yedia b'tchila and yedia b'soif, there was a halama in between, b'shoigig, there was tumas mikdash v'kodeshav, he would have to bring a korban oil v'yari. It's shtayin because there's only two examples of it that are mefurish in the Torah. What are the examples where the person forgot that he was tamei? Shehin arba, there are two additional examples that are not mefurish in the Torah, where if he would forget not to tum, but it would be nela mimenu, the fact that he's entering the Beis HaMikdash, or the fact that what he's eating right now is kachim, either way, whether it's Shvuos, Shtayim Shein Arba, Yediyos Hatuma, Shnayim Shein Arba. Those were the first two halachas of the Mishnah. The Gemara asked the Kasha on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that the truth is both of these halachas, Shvuos Shtayim Shein Arba and Yediyos Hatuma Shtayim Shein Arba, are b'machloikis shnuya. As a matter of fact, they're both a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The problem is that the halacha of Shvuos Shtayim Shein Arba is shnuya kedivrei Rabbi Akiva, and the halacha of yediyah is hatuma shnayin shein arba is shnuya kedivrei Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara asks the kasha, reisha Rabbi Akiva v'seifa Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara took a few stabs at it, and the teretz that we're in the middle of discussing right now is the Gemara wants to say a chiddush. The Gemara wants to say that maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, and that would explain v'seifa yediyah is hatuma shnayin shein arba, because it's shitas Rabbi Yishmael that holds that it doesn't matter if the halama was where he forgot that he was Tomei, or the halama was that he forgot that the place he's entering is the Beis HaMikdash, or what he's eating is kachem. Either way, he brings a korban oil of a yoreid. That is Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. That works very good. The kasha is, if the time of the mission is Rabbi Yishmael, how do you understand Shvuos Shtayin Shehen Arba? L'chura, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael is that the only time somebody is chayiv to bring a korban oil of a yoreid to Shvuos Bitoy is if the Shvuah that he made was in the future tense. It was for the Yosef. If it was for the Avar, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael is, you don't bring a carbon oil of yard. It's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. It's not Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Gemara Achidish, that maybe when the Mishnah says Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, we're not discussing a carbon oil of yard. Maybe what we're discussing is Malkus. And as it relates to the Malkus of Le'achol Devarei, even Rabbi Yishmael would agree, Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, that if a person violates Shvuah's Bitoy, not Peshoikik, B'mezid, the halacha is that he would get Malkus. And it's true whether the Shvuah is a Shvuah of La'asid, or whether the Shvuah is a Shvuah of Lisha Avar, either way, the halacha is he's going to get Malkus. Zenochinami, if the subject of the Mishnah was the Karban Oil of Yared, it wouldn't work according to Rabbi Yishmael. But says the Gemara, the subject of the Mishnah is not the Karban Oil of Yared, it's the Malkus. Thus, it works very nicely. Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, because even Rabbi Yishmael, who argues with Rabbi Akiva as it relates to the Karban Oil of Yared, but as it relates to the Malkus Le'achol Devarei, it doesn't matter if it's in the Avar or the Asid. Thus, it works out. Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba. The Gemara said that there's one super duper akimta you would have to make in order for the Mishnah to work talking about Malkus, and that is we're going to have to say that the time of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael, holds Lav She'en by Maisa Loikin Olav. Because if you're going to tell me there's Malkus in all four permutations of Shvuas Bitoy, in at least one of them, it's going to be a Lav She'en by Maisa. We're going to come back to that at the end of the daf. But says the Gemara, okay, maybe Rabbi Yishmael, like Rabbi Yehuda, and there are other Tanaim and Shas that hold Lav She'en by Maisa Loikin Olav. So says the Gemara, Ba'olam Rabbi Yishmael, the halacha of Yudias Atuma Shtayin Shein Arba is perfect. I Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba. How does that work according to Rabbi Yishmael? We're not discussing the Karban Oilav Yared. We're really discussing the Malkus. Says the Gemara, 11 lines from the top. Am I Yukim Tuk Rabbi Yishmael? What are you telling me? That the time of the Mishnah is really Rabbi Yishmael. Ulam Malkus. And when the Mishnah says Shtayin Shein Arba, it's not discussing the laws of Oilav Yared. Rather, it's discussing the laws of Malkus. Freak the Gemara. Marais Negoyim. My Malkus. L'chura, the Gemara is arguing that when the Mishnah says Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, Yedias Atumah Shtayin Shein Arba, Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayin Shein Arba, Maris Negoyim Shtayin Shein Arba, all halachas in the Mishnah are probably discussing the same thing, which would mean then that if Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba means L'inyan Malkus, then when it says Maris Negoyim Shtayin Shein Arba, it means L'inyan Malkus as well. Freak the Gemara, where does Maris Negoyim, where do the laws of Negoyim intersect with the laws of Malkus, says the Gemara? What do you mean? Negoyim 101. Bekoitzetz Baherta. If somebody has a Baheres and he cuts it, he's over Eloi Saseh. As a matter of fact, one of the Mekoiris in Shas to the Aloch of Asei Deich Eloi Saseh is from Mila B'Tzaras. If a child would have a Tzaras on his Mokoyim Mila, you're allowed to do Bris Mila, despite the fact that you're being over the Isser of being Koitzetz Baheres. The reason is because the Mitzvah Saseh of Mila is Doicha, the Lois Saseh of Baheres. One Makar is Kalayim Betitzes, that everybody knows, but Mila Betzeras is also a Makar. But either way, says the Gemara, the laws of Maris Negoim very much impact the laws of Malkus. It's Negei, the Koitzetz Baheres. Ukirababin, Amrabi Law. So that you have the halacha of Hishomer Benega Tzaras, and Hishomer Rabbi Law said is one of the Lashonis that means Lois Asay, which means there's Malkus for somebody that's Koitzetz Baheres. So when it says Maris Negoim Shtayin Shein Arba, it could mean it's discussing Malkus as well. Says the Gemara, Elo Yetzias HaShabbos my Malkus Iko. Where do you have Malkus by Yetzias HaShabbos? The Mishnah mentioned also Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayin Shein Arba. Shabbos? If someone's over the Malach of Eitzah on Shabbos, is he going to get Malkus? Let's say he got Hasra for Malkus. Is he going to get Malkus? No. That's Malkus 101. Lav Shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin. Uvcha Lav Shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin. It ain't like an olive. We know that a Lav that's Nitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin, there is no Malkus. So how then could we say that when it says Shvui Shtayin Shein Arba, what it means is L'inyan Malkus. If Shvui Shtayin Shein Arba means Malkus, then the whole Mishnah has to be talking about Malkus. So says the Gemara, how's it going to work? Now, Yedias HaTomah could be talking about Malkus. Why? Because the truth is, a Tomei that eats Kachem or a Tomei that enters the Beis HaMikdash is Chayav Malkus. Maris Negoim, we just said, could be talking about Malkus. Maybe we mean the halachas of Koitzitz Baheres. But Shabbos, how's it possible Malkus by Shabbos? It's a Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin, says the Gemara, that if you're Halti Cheshbin, from the Dafin at the end of Masechtas Malkus, you know this is not a Kasha. Mishum Hachi Komei Kamino Karabi Yishmael, Dom Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin, like enough. Now, Posh, what the Gemara's teretz is, that who are we saying now is the time of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yishmael. Who holds Lav Shenitin Lazarus Misas Bezdin Ein Loikin Olav? Rabbi Akiva. There was a three-way machlokes right in the beginning of the third parak of Masechtas Malkus. What are the rules and regulations? What type of lav you get Malkus for? What type of lav you don't get Malkus for? Rabbi Yishmael says, all lavin you get Malkus for. All lavin. Now we see Rabbi Yishmael holds even a Lav Shein by Maisel Loikin Olav. Rabbi Yishmael holds that all lavin you get Malkus for. Rabbi Akiva said, you don't get Malkus for Chavi Mises Bezin. Chavi Christus, yeah, but regular Lavin, yet, yeah, but not Chavi Mises Bezin. Rabbi Yitzchok said that even Chavi Christus, you don't get Malkus for. It's only for an ordinary love. But Al Kapon and Rabbi Shmuel holds that you get Malkus for Lav Shinkin Lazarus Mises Bezin. So it's beautiful. It's Ma'od Matin. The time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Shvu Shnayin Shein Arba doesn't mean Linyan Karban Oil of a Yerid, because Rabbi Shmuel Taka holds that on a Shvu L'Sha'ava, you don't bring an Oil of a Yerid. We mean Linyan Malkus, and the whole Mishnah is discussing Malkus. Yedias HaTomah, we mean the Malkus, not the Oil of a Yerid. Maris Negon, we mean Koitzetz Baheretz. And even Yetzias HaShabbos, we mean Malkus. I Lav Shinkin Lazarus Mises Bezin. This is all Rabbi Shmuel L'Shitasai. Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Shinkin Lazarus Mises Bezin, like you know. But the Gemara nitpicks on the Lashon of what the Gemara's teretz was. The Gemara says, you have a kasha to Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezin, Mishum Hochi Komak Minamak Rabbi Shmuel. It's for that reason we're saying the Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning, to answer this kasha of how is it possible, Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayin Shein Arba, Shenit Malkus, To answer that, we're saying that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Gemara, why? Well, if you're holding Cheshbon, that's not why we said the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. Halav hachi kaimik Rabbi Akiva? You mean to say that if not for the problem of Yitzias HaShabbos, you would have said the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? Kashi Yadiyas. Didn't we say that the Tana of the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva? Because although Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba works according to Rabbi Akiva, but Yadiyas HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds the only time you bring an oil of a Yoyred for Tumas Mikdash for Kaddishav is if it was Alamas Tumah. But if it was Alamas Mikdash for Kaddishav, you don't. Says the Gemara, no, that is not an issue. You know why? Because Rabbi Akiva Nami Ulamalkis. Because you could have always said that the Tana of the Mishnah is really Rabbi Akiva, and when it says Yediyas Atumah Shtayin Shein Arba, it means with regards to Malkus. Meaning, just like we just said now, that Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba can mean Malkus and not the Oil of a Yoyred according to Rabbi Yishmael. You could also, for the same price, give the same teretz that the oil on the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah is discussing Malkus, and Yediyas Atumah Shtayin Shein Arba means Le'inyan Malkus. So Mitzad, the original Kasha, the Reisha Rabbi Akiva v'Sefer Rabbi Yishmael, just like the Gemara said that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael and the Reisha means Le'inyan Malkus, the Gemara could also say that La'olam the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva and Yediyas HaTumah is also Le'inyan Malkus. So really there was no impetus to say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael more than Rabbi Akiva. You know what the impetus was? Because how are you going to learn Yitzias HaShabbos? Yitzias HaShabbos, if you wanted to work Le'inyan Malkus, so Bishlam, if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, so Rabbi Yishmael holds Nafshi Lazarus Misas Bezdin, like in Olaf. But if the time of the Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Akiva holds Lashik Lazarus Misas Bezdin, ain't like in Olaf. So that's what the Gemara said. Mishum Hachi, if you're holding Cheshbon, and you were probably bothered that once we're making an Akimta that the Mishnah means Malkus, why do you have to make the Akimta more according to Rabbi Yishmael than according to Rabbi Akiva? Now you know the answer. It's Mishum Hachi. It's this subtlety that the Gemara is being Moisa. It's because how are you going to learn Yitzias HaShabbos? If it Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, we're going to stub our toe. We're going to have no way of learning that part of the Mishnah, because the Lav Shikun Lazarus Mises Bezdin Shabbos, they ain't like in Allah. But if the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, it's Rabbi Yishmael Lashitase. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, how could you learn the whole Mishnah Malkus? Meaning, Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba could be Malkus. Lav Shein Bei Maisa like in Allah, that will be the Akimta, but you can make it work. Maris Negon Shtayin Shein Arba, you can work because it's Baharis. Even Yitzias HaShabbos, you can make work. Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, Lav Shein Lazarus Mises Bezdin like in Allah. But how do you learn Yediyas HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba? And the Gemara has three kashas with Yediyas HaTumah meaning Malkus. Number one, Ihochi Yediyos Hasrois Miboyle. Yediya is a word you use when you're talking about being over in a very b'shoikik. There was Yediya, and then there was Halama, and then there was Yediya again. So when you're discussing an aver being done b'shoikik, the word Yediya is going to be part of the vernacular. But if we're discussing Malkus, we're not discussing someone that was over Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh b'shoikik. We're discussing someone that was over Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosh b'meisik. Right? What's the nafgamina if Yediya Satoma is le'inyan oil of a yoyred or it's le'inyan Malkus? Aside for the obvious nafkamina, are we talking about someone that did an aver b'shoigig or someone that did an aver b'meisik? You bring an oil of a yoyred when you do the aver b'shoigig. If it was b'meisik, then there's a conversation about Malkus. But the word yediyos, which suggests shkaga, obviously suggests that we're talking about oil of a yoyred. We're not talking about oil of Malkus. But the word says, oh, kasha, that doesn't bother me. Tell me yediyos dahasrois. Doesn't mean yediyos of... he knew about it, then forgot about it. But Yediyos, he was made aware of it because he was warned. And we mean the hasra that a person has to have in order to be Chayav Malkus. But the Gemara says, I still have problems. What's the Shtayin Shein Arba? I understand the Shtayin. Tumas Mikdash and Tumas Kadoshav. If you do it b'meisik, you're going to be Chayav Malkus. But what's the Shtayin Shein Arba? Where's the Negei of the Shein Arba? Vesu, another Kasha. Yesh bo Yediyah mitchila v'asoyf. V'helem bein Tayin. Halava l'malkus ma'i v'detei. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes through cases. There was Yediyah mitchila, there was Yediyah b'soyf, there was Halava in between. Clearly we're talking about someone that violated an Isser. Vesu, and then finally, Harezeb ba'oil of Yoyred. The Mishnah clearly said we're talking about an oil of Yoyred. Elam Rab Yosef, checkmate. There's no way to answer this kasha. Meaning, it's clear that the Reisha, the Mishnah, Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, does not mean Malkus. Because if it means Malkus, everything has to be Malkus. And the one thing we can't make work L'inyan Malkus Yedias HaTumah. Yedias HaTumah is clearly talking about an Oil V'Yair. If that's the case, we have the original Kasha. Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, Zokta Gemara, the Poshita Teretz, Elom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, you have to say the Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. It's who the Tana of the Mishnah always is. It's the author of the Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the Nas of Ali with the Tanoi. And he, for whatever reason, as we'll see in a moment, decided that the part of the Mishnah should be Rabbi Yishmael, and part of the Mishnah should be Rabbi Akiva. Be a dios, as it relates to the dios, the second halacha of the Mishnah, Nasalik Rabbi Yishmael. The Shvuah is the first halacha of the Mishnah, Nasalik Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Asher, Rita Lashmaita Kamed Rav Kahana. I was once discussing this sugya with Rav Kahana, the first lines of Masechet Shvuos, and he told me as follows: Loi Tema, don't think that Rabbi Nasav La'alibit Tanoi V'Leilois Sfirlei. That when Rabbi was being Masada the Mishnah, he decided that the Reisha should be Rabbi Akiva, the Sefer should be Rabbi Shmuel, but that he himself didn't necessarily hold like Rabbi Akiva in one place and Rabbi Shmuel in the other place. Ela Rabbi Taimei Denavsh. It's not the Pshat. Rather, the Pshat is Rabbi had the Reisha Rabbi Akiva and the Sefer Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi himself holds in the Reisha like Rabbi Akiva, and in the Sefer he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning, Damiram, we're discussing, why did Rabbi do it this way? Meaning, does Rabbi follow Shittas Rabbi Shmuel, or does Rabbi follow Shittas Rabbi Akiva? Now, the first concept, two machlokes have absolutely nothing to do with each other, so like, why are we getting so excited? It's sorech beer. But the bottom line is, Damiram, we're discussing, did Rabbi really hold like Rabbi Akiva with regards to Shvuos and with like Rabbi Yishmael with regards to Diyas HaTumah, and that's why he paskin reish Rabbi Akiva say for Rabbi Yishmael, because it's time to nafshe, it's what he really holds? No, maybe not. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Akiva in both cases and Rabbi Yishmael in both cases, but he had some cheshbin, some agenda why when he was Masad in the Mishnah, he wanted the reish to be Rabbi Akiva to say for Rabbi Yishmael. So this is what Rav Ashi was discussing with Rav Kahana. And Rav Ashi said, Rav Kahana told me, don't think that Rabbi doesn't really hold the way he shtaled it in the Mishnah and he had some ulterior motive why he wrote it that way. No. Rabbi time to nafshe mefarer. Zok the Gemara de Tanya. How do I know that? It's mefarer. You would have to have Yediyah B'tchila and Yediyah B'saif, and only Halam in between, which was the first Halach in the Masechta. The only time you Chayiv Karban Eilu V'Yoyev, you knew you were Tameh, then you forgot, then you knew again. So then the Halach is Eilu V'Yoyev. What if you had Yediyah B'tchila? That's the Sira Nasa Lefnim. What if you had Yediyah B'saif? That's the Sira Nasa B'chutz. There was no Yediyah at all. Sira Regalim, Sira Rish Chaydish, right? That was Shfuz Dabez. So what's the Makar to that? We didn't have a Makar when we learned Shfuz Dabez. We said we'd wait till the Gemara. So no, this is the Gemara. So what is the Makar? How do you know that the only time you chayiv Oilav Yoyrit is if there was Yediyah B'chil B'saif? Talmud Loimar, Vinelam Shnei Pomim, Divri Rabbi Kibir. Rabbi Kibir says, because if you look in the Pasuk that discusses the Oilav Yoyrit, it says the word Vinelam twice. The Nelam twice suggests that there were two Yediyos. How so? Because you can only forget something that you once knew. So if you were Vinelam, it means you knew. And it says Vinelam a second time to suggest that there was Yediyah times two. There were two Yediyos. Rabbi says, in its Arch, I don't need Vinelam twice for me to know that you need two Yediyos. In other words, Yediyah B'tchil and Yediyah B'soyah. Because Harei Waimer, the Pasuk says, V'nelam, Mechlal D'yada. And then the Pasuk also says, V'hu Yada. It says in the Pasuk, clearly V'hu Yada. V'hu Yada is the Chayediyah. Harei Kan Shtei Yediyos. M'kei Matam Olam V'nelam V'nelam. So why did the Torah say V'nelam a second time? If it's not to tell me two Yediyos, because I already know from V'hu Yada one Yediyah, so I only need one of the two Vanellams to tell me the second Yediyah. So why talk to the Torah say Vanellam a second time? L'chayev al helem tumah, v'al helem mikdash. To tell me that you're not only chayev if the halama was, if what you forgot was the fact that you're tummy, but you're going to be chayev even if the halama was on the mikdash, even if the halama was on the kadosh. Bottom line is, this b'raisa is Rabbi Akiva's makar. How we knew in this Gemara that Rabbi Akiva holds that Yediyah satuma shtayim, but not shtayim shein arba. And that's how we knew that the Sefer, the second halacha of the Mishnah, couldn't be Rabbi Akiva, it had to be Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Akiva darshins the two vanellams to tell me Yediyah B'tchila, Yediyah B'saif. He doesn't have one vanellam to teach me that halomas tumas lav dafka, but you be chayef halomas mikdash v'kadoshav as well. Rabbi Shmuel is the Tanan Shas that argues with Rabbi Akiva. But in this braisa, who else said it? Rebbe said it. Rebbe said, "Ein tzarich." V'hu Yoda teaches me one yediyah. Vanellam teaches me the second yediyah. What do I do with the second vanellam? That halomas tumas lav dafka, halomas mikdash v'kodeshav. You're going to be chayiv korban oil v'yared as well. So who does Rebbe hold like? Not like Rebbe Akiva, like Rebbe Shmuel. So that's clear then that Rebbe in the Mishnah said yediyah satumas shtayin shein arba. He wasn't punked randomly saying shitas Rebbe Yishmael. It's v'lei svivalei. This is Rebbe l'shitasa in the Braisa, where Rebbe clearly holds that the venelam that's miutar in this pasuk is l'rabbis yuchayiv, even if the halama was on the mikdash for kadoshav, the halama was on the tumah. So half of the equation we just figured out. Again, Rav Kahana said that the reason Rebbe went reisha, Rebbe Akiva, Sefer Rebbe Shmuel, is because v'lei svirah, he holds that way. So we now know what the makar, how we know that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yishmael with regards to the Yidiyas HaTumah. Okay, says the Gemara, Ashkham B'Yidiyo is the Islay Tami Dan Avshay, Shfu is the Islay Tami Dan Avshay, Minolan. How do you know that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Akiva with regards to Shvuos, that Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba as well, that when it says in the Torah, Lahore Lehetiv, in the future tense, it's Lav Dafka, but who Adina Shvu L'Shava, you're also going to be Chayiv, Shvuos Bitoy, says the Gemara, that is not Mefurish anywhere. We don't have a Mefurish Rebbe anywhere in the Torah, anywhere in the Torah Shabbat Peh. That Rebbe said Mefurish, Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba, however, Svaru, it is something, I know me Svaru. What's the Svaru? Rabbi Akiva, my time come Chayiv, L'Shavar. What's the Makar to Rabbi Akiva? That holds Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba, that Osir is Lav Dafka, but who Adin Ovar, it's the Dorish Ribuy Miuti. It's because Rabbi Akiva Darshins Ribuy Miuti. Rabbi Nami Dorish Ribuy Miuti. Rabbi also Darshins Ribuy Miuti. And Ayos Rabbi Darshins Ribuy Miuti, even though I don't know Mefurish anywhere that Rabbi said that Shvuos Shtayin should be Chayiv on the Ovar as well, but Zilbasar Taima, Svarahu, the whole Yesoi, the underlying Svara of Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that he darshins Ribuyi Umiyuti, Rabbi also darshins Ribuyi Umiyuti. So, what exactly is Ribuyi Umiyuti, and what's this Shitas Rabbi Akiva that he darshins Ribuyi Umiyuti Le'inyin Shvur? So, we know that three of the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatayr Nidreshes Bahen is Klalu Prat. That's number four. Upratu klal is number five. Klal pratu klal iatadon elokeina prat. Meaning, whenever the Torah says a klal, and then the Torah is mefarid something. So, Rabbi Shmuel of Yud Gimel Midrash and the Torah to the Dreshers by fame said that the way you're supposed to darshan is klal uprat im bechal elamasha beprat. The prat defines the klal. So the Torah sounds like it's going to tell me something that's all inclusive. But then the Torah says, klal, we'll see many examples of it now in the Gemara, klal uprat, ein b'chal elamashe b'prat. What if there's a klal, a prat, and then the Torah again uses some all-inclusive lashon, klal prat uklal, yatadon elokein haprat. And then we say that will include anything that's similar to the prat. So if you have a klal uprat, the only thing you have is the prat. Meaning the prat is memayet the klal to the level that all you have is the prat itself. Klal pratu klal, the second klal is marba, beyond the prat. What is a marba? It says that anything that's ke'ena prat is going to be included, but if it's not ke'ena prat, it's not going to be included. So again, klal uprat in b'chal elo mashav prat, klal pratu klal in b'chal elo ke'en mashav prat. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's the way he darshan the Torah. But there's another mahalach in Shas, and that is not klalu prat or klal pratu klal, but rather ribuy miut or ribuy miut ribuy. The man that knows ribuy miut looks at every klalu prat differently. He looks at a klal as a ribu. He looks at a prat as a miut, and he says that whenever the Torah has a ribuy miut or klal or prat, he calls it ribuy miut. Ein be ribuy or ein be klal ela ke ein masha be prat. So we don't say that the miut defines the ribuy, but rather the miut says that anything that's similar to the miut is going to be included. In other words, ribuy miut lemanda omar who darshins ribuyi umiyuti is the equivalent of the klal pratu klal according to the man number that darshins klal uprat. When you have now the second ribuy, you have to be marba more than ke'en the miut, because ribuy umiyut already was ke'en a miut, and the second ribuy is coming to be marba beyond that. So what's ribuy miut ribuy? We're marba everything. But if you marba everything, then what's the point of the miut? The miut tells you we might one thing. One thing, davarecha, the thing that's least similar to the miut, that's the thing we might. But other than that, everything is going to be inclusive. So again, if you darshan the Torah, klal pratu klal, klal uprat is ein b'chal ela mashav uprat. Klal pratu klal is ein b'chal ela ke'en mashav uprat. If you darshan the Torah, ribu miut is ein be ribu ela ke'en mashav miut. If you darshan ribu miut, ribu, my ribu, ribu akol, my miut, we're memayet davar echad. Now, there's a long Rashi. The Gemara doesn't explain it. It's really the Gemara and the Abchavava Menala. So, says Rashi, the beer in the Gemara is that this machloik is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Whether or not the parsha of Karban Oil of Yerid by Shvuah's Bitu is only for a Shvuah in the Asid, or if it's also for a Shvuah in the Avar, is totally in this machloik. Do you darshan klal pratu klal, or do you darshan ribuy miut ribuy? Rabbi Shmuel holds klal pratu klal.
It says in the Torah, "Oy nefesh kisi shava levate bisfasayim." Kisi shava is a klal, any type of shvuah. Then it says, "Lahara ilahetif." We're talking about specific types of shvuahs. L'chayla sheyevata adam shvuah is a riboy again, or it's a klal again. Klal pratu klal, ein bachal elke ein mashe beprat. Says Rabbi Yishmael, Maha Prat, Lahora Lehetiv is in the future, so too I could only be Marba a Shvuah that's in the future. But if it's a Shvuah in the Lisha Avar, it's not going to be included. Rabbi Akiva Darshan's Riba Miyad Ribuy. So it's true, you have the Ribuy, Kisi Shava, Levatib is Fasayim, then you have the Miyad Lahora Lehetiv. It says again, Lachala Sheyavatu, you have a Riba Miyad Ribuy, my Riba, Ribi Akal. Meaning we're Marba even a Shvuah Lisha Avar. My miyat, miyat davarechad. What's the davarechad? So the Gemara says in Shavuos Chavava Meralef, if it's nishba levatalos ha-mitzvah, nishba lekaimes ha-mitzvah, that's the davarechad that we're going to be mamai. But the point is, as it relates to the shvuah l'sha'avar, it's going to be included. So Rabbi Yishmael darshan klal prat v'klal. By the way, it's Rabbi Yishmael l'shitasai. Bishmal Aime, Bishlesh Esri Midas, I tell you in the dresses, perhaps. Klalu Prat, Prat to Klal doesn't say Rebo, Miet, Miet, Rebo. So Rabbi Yishmael, Lishitosai, from the Brice of Shlesh Esri Midas, Kishmak, he darshan Klalu Prat. So you have Eimachal, Elke Eimashe, Beprat, it's only going to be a Shvuah and the Asid. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds Rebo, Miet, Rebo. Zok to Gemara. What Rebbe holds in the Shvuah's Bitu of a Shvuah, the Sha'avar, Vesachnesh? Of a Einzach, Vesachya, Rebbe holds Rebo, Miet, Rebo. So let's go Basa Svara. If Rebbe holds Riba Miat Riboy, then Al Pi Cheshbon, how would he darshan this pasuk like Rabbi Akiva? If he would darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Akiva, then a shvul is for the asid is lav dafka. Who are then a shvul ishavar? What you're going to end up is with shvul shtayin shein arba linyan carbon oil v'yared. That's why Rebbe had the ratio according to Rabbi Akiva. So zok rav kahana to Rav Ashi loy tema. Don't think it's punked. It's random. There's some ulterior cheshbon why Rebbe made the ratio. Rabbi Akiva and the Sefer Rabbi Shmuel. Says Eir Gishmak why Rabbi did it. It was not with a cheshbon. You know what the cheshbon was? That is Shittas Rabbi. That Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yishmael with regards to Yediyas HaTomah. That's a Mefurish HaBrais. And that he holds like Rabbi Akiva with regards to Shvuah. That's not Mefurish. But Svaru, who says the Gemara, because Rabbi Akiva Shittas Gebayt on the fact that Vidash is Ribamit Ribuy. And we know that Rabbi holds Ribamit Ribuy. Gishmak, Klar. That's the Gemara. But says, how do I know that Rabbi really holds Ribamit Ribuy? So now we're going to have some fun. Zok the Gemara, Ditanya. Meaning, where is this Shittas Rabbi? Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, Bechol Paydim Bechar Adam. So we're all familiar with the law of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is if somebody has a Bechar, so he has to be Poida, his firstborn son from a Kayan, and he has to give him 5 slot. How do we know that? It's a passage in the Torah. The Torah says, Uftuyav mi ben chodesh, once the baby turns 30 days old, Tifte, be'erkecha, kesef, chamesha shkolin, b'shekel ha-kodesh, esrem geiruhu. So the pasuk says, there's a mitzvah to be Poida. Now Rebbe says, you can be Poida with anything. Meaning you want to give cash, credit card, I mean, how do you want to pay for it? It doesn't really matter. Chutz min hashtars. The only thing you can't do is a shtar. Let's say somebody owes you 5 slot. So you go over to the coin, you tell the coin, listen, I'm going to sign my note over to you. I'm going to give it to you so that instead of Chaim Yankel owing me 5 slon, he's going to now owe you 5 slon. Shabudah the Rav Nassin, all this slumdis, that doesn't work. But anything else, you can be paid with. Rabban and Amri, the Rabban say, Bechal paid and Bechal Radim, Chutz mi avadim v'shtaris v'karkais. No, it's much less inclusive. According to the Rabbanon, you can't be paid with a shtar, true. You also can't be paid with karka. You also can't be paid with an eved. It says, well, my time, the Rebbe, what's the pshat? The Darish ribuy miyuti. Rebbe Darshan's ribuy miyuti. This pasuk, you have a ribuy miyut ribuy. You have ufduyav mi ben chodesh. Ufduyav is a ribuy. Tifte is another ribuy. And then it says kesef. Chamesh shekel, 5 shekel, cash. That's the miyut. Ufduyav mi ben chodesh ribuy. Be'erkecho, kesef, chamesh shekel, miyut. Tifte. Because of a riba, riba miyut to riba, riba akol, my riba akol miyut. Therefore, you marry everything. Oh, my miyut. What do you do when you have a riba miyut riba? You might one thing, miyut shtaris. So the only thing you can marry is shtaris. So Rebbe says avadim karkois that you could be poida with. The only thing you can't be poida with is a shtar. Rabbanan darshi, the rabbanan hold klaliu prati. Rabbanan darshi klal pratu klal. Uftuiv men chayidish klal. Berkech kasev chameshish kolam prat. Tifte chaz of a kila klal pratu klal. You have to donat lekina prat. Ma prat mefurish dover metalta vegufei moment. I've called dover metalta vegufei moment. Yatsu karkoy she'ena metaltun, yatsu avadim, shuk shulu karkoyis, yatsu shtarish, afa bishem metaltun, lenin gufa mamin. The rabbanon dashin klal prat to klal, so you have only ke'ena prat. If you have only ke'ena prat, it's much less inclusive. If it's much less inclusive, that's why you could be poida with anything, but not avadim, not shtarish, not karkoyis. According to Rebbe, you only might one thing. A third-party note. Why we only marba one thing? Because he holds riba, miyad riba. That's what you do. You marba everything in mamayit tavarecha. Whereas The Chachamim hold klal prat to klal. You only marba things that are kein prat. Either way, this is where Rebbe holds in the halachas of Pidyon HaBen that ribuy miyut ribi. Amar Rebbe the Lameimar. Is that true? Rebbe dorish ribuy miyuti. Is it really so simple that Rebbe holds ribuy miyut ribuy? For Rebbe klal you prati dorish. I found you a place where Rebbe actually dorishes klal prat to klal. The Tanya we learned at the Brayse and the Makar over there is the halach of the Marzeya. So we know the Nirtza, the Marzeya. That's an evidivri that was sold. 6 years, a hafti, a sadoini, a sishti, a zbonai, lo yetzei chavshi, he's not interested in going free. So what does the pasuk say? V'lokachta samarteya, you take this drill, v'nasata ba'oznoi, u'badeles, you go to the doorpost, his ear, v'hoyu l'cho eved oylam, ma'afla moscha tasachin. This price is discussing what type of tools, what type of implements, instruments were you able to use as a marzeya. Meaning the pasuk says marzeya, which is a specific type of tool. The question is marzeya dafka, zokta gemara, marzeya, it says in the marzeya, in the other marzeya, menang, the rabbis ha-soil, va-sira, ha-machet, va-makteyef, ha-machtech, having all these other different types of tools, talmud lo-imra, v'lo-kachto, kol dover, shenilkach, biyad, divi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef says, it says v'lo-kachto, anything. It doesn't have to be a marzeya. Marzeya is lav dafka. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says marzeya. No. We have to learn something. It can't just be anything. And ma marzei miyuchet shal matchis, just like a marzei is made out of metal, av kol shal matchis. So too, you can only use something that's metal. Vamrina, the micromethyl, what's the machloikis? What's this machloikis? Could you use anything? Or maybe it has to be metal? Zokta gemara, Rebbe Dorish kol yu prati. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Dorish, ribuye umiyuti. You know what the machloikis is? Rebbe darshins klal upratu klal. And being that he darshins klal upratu klal, the pasuk says, v'lakachto es ha-marzeya, v'nosata ba'oznai. V'lakachto is a klal, marzeya is a prat, v'nosata is a klal. Klal upratu klal, ein b'chlal elo, ke'ein ma'asha b'prat. And being that the prat over here is matchis, so too, the only time you're going to be able to use is if the thing that you're using is matchis. But if it's not made out of matchis, it's not. That's why Rebbe holds it. It has to be matchis. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Darshan's Rebbe Miet Rebbe, say he's marba everything. He's marba hasoil, vasira, vamachet, vamachtech, vamach. He's mamai one thing. What's he mamai? Rashi says, he might sound. There's certain types of lotions and creams that can cause a person to have a hole in his ear. That's the only thing you can't use. But what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? That Rebbe holds klal uprat. Rebbe Yisrael holds ribuye miyuti. That means if Rebbe holds klal uprat, it doesn't stem with everything we just said. We just said that Rebbe paskin in the Reish Shavuish Nine Jain Abalak Rabbi Akiva Kzubas Svar. Rebbe Akiva holds ribuye miyut ribuye, and Rebbe holds ribuye miyut ribuye. And by the way, I have proof that Rebbe holds ribuye miyut ribuye. What's the proof from the parsha of Pidyon HaBen? The problem is here you have a Rebbe where Rebbe doesn't hold ribuye miyut ribuye. Here you have a Rebbe where Rebbe holds klal pratu klal. Says the Gemara in Ba'alma klal uprati darish. Really, Rebbe holds klal upratu klal. You have to hold. You know why Rebbe by Pinyin Aben Hal Paskin Ribuy Miet Ribuy the ton of Rebbe Shmuel Bamayim Bamayim Shnei Pa'amim. It says Bamayim twice. Ein ze klal uprat elo Ribuy Umiet. So this is already another parasha. The parasha over there is talking about the Simoni Tahira of fish, so we're not going to go into that. But over there, there's a situation where there's a klal prat to klal, but it's a little different than an ordinary klal prat to klal. Usually when you have a klal prat to klal, so the way it's set up is you have klal, then you have a prat, and then you have a klal. This klal uprat is you have klal, klal, prat. And Tanu Dvar Rabbi Yishmol said that b'mayim, b'mayim, shnei pa'omim, ein zeh klal uprat. You don't darshan that as a klal uprat. Elo, ribuy amir. You darshan it, oh, 1 second, as a ribuy and a mir. So too over here, this pasuk, the pasuk of Pidyon HaBen, it says as follows. Ufduyav mi ben chodesh tifte be'erkecha kesef chamesh eshkolam. What were the two klals? Ufduyav was one. Mi ben chodesh tifte was two. He had two klals, and then afterwards he had be'erkecha kesef chamesh eshkolam. He had a prat. It was a klal, klal, prat. Klal, klal, prat. Here's the chiddush, we darshan as a riba mit riba. So really, Rebbe holds klal prat to klal. And that's why when it comes to the halach of marzeya, he darshan's klal prat to klal. The reason by Pinyin HaBen, he darshan riba mit riba, because it wasn't a regular klal prat to klal. It was actually a klal klal uprat. And klal klal uprat, there he doesn't darshan it like a klal prat to klal, there he darshans it like a riba mit riba. So klal prat to klal, ein b'chal elokei masha b'prat, whereas klal klal uprat, it's riba hakoil, umay miut, miut, Dovar Echad. And who said this? Rabbi Yishmol said this, interestingly. And where did they say this? It's not Rabbi Yishmol, it's Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmol. It was in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmol. But where did they say it? They said it with regards to Bamayim, that it says in the sugyas of Simone Taira regarding fish. But says the Gemara, what comes out then? What's the cheshben? What comes out then is that what does Rebbe really hold? Klal pratu klal or riba mit riba? Really holds klal pratu klal. He only held riba mit riba in that case, opinion aben, but it was an anomaly. It's because it was a klal prat. It wasn't really a klal pratu klal. If that's the case, then as it relates to shvuas bitoy, that's not a klal prat. That's a klal pratu klal. So what's Rebbe going to have to hold in the case of Shavuos Bitoy? Klal pratu klal. If he holds klal pratu klal, he's going to hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Akiva. Everything we just said fell off. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hashad Amrit, Rebbe klal u prati darish. But what do you mean, Rebbe klal u prati darish? Because the only time he darishes riba miyat ribu is if it's a ribuy ribuy miyat. But if it's a ribuy miyat ribuy, then he darishes it as a klal pratu klal. Bal kurchech. You have no choice but to say kasha shvuos, you're gonna be left with the original kasha. Elu b'shvuos nasa libi Rabbi Akiva filei loy sfirulei. Meaning enochinami, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yishmael regarding yediyas atoma. That's the furish of Raisa. Rav Kahana said it would be very gishmak to say that maybe Rabbi holds like Rabbi Akiva with regards to the Reisha, with regards to Shavuos Shtayim. And he almost thought he had it. Because Rabbi Akiva's sheet in Shavuos Shtayim is geboit on riboy miyat riboy, and doesn't Rabbi hold riboy miyat riboy? The Teretz is way more complicated what Rabbi holds. Because on the one hand, you find he holds riboy miyat riboy with regards to Pinyan Aben, but then again he holds klal prat to klal with regards to Marzeya. The Teretz is he really holds like Rabbi Yishmael. He really holds like the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatayr and Adreshes for him. He holds klal prat to klal. But he also holds what Rabbi Yishmael himself in his yeshiva, what they held, that whenever you have a klal prat, you don't darshan it as a klal prat to klal, but rather you darshan as a ribuy miyad ribuy. That means really holds klal prat to klal, means he has to hold like Rabbi Yishmael regarding Shavuos time. I didn't wind the ratio, did he say Rabbi Akiva? He said it like Rabbi Akiva, but v'lei lo yisfir alei.